This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. If rates do rise, it would make some people very happy. Who? In a word, savers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
When you think of savers, you think of seniors living off a fixed income, told by their financial advisors to stick to safe investments like bank accounts and CDs. People like 75-year-old Diane Boyer. I caught up with her recently in the lobby of her building at a retirement community in Maryland.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon. The lobby is buzzing. There's an intense bridge game in one corner. Other people are waiting for dinner to start in the adjacent dining room. Boyer says sometimes the dinner conversation turns to interest rates, specifically how the Fed's low rates have clobbered people's savings accounts and CDs.
More people use mattresses than savings accounts. It's the same interest rate.
Boyer and her husband, Bill, have poured their savings into the stock market. Boyer says people who still have most of their money in the bank are worried they'll outlast their nest eggs.
And they're worried about whether they'll continue their lifestyle, whether they'll be able to leave anything inheritance to their kids.
Pension fund managers are waiting for higher rates, too. Many need to make 7% on their investments, but now it's hard to make even 5%. According to Terry Burnham, he's a professor of finance at Chapman University.
Now there are no assets that return 5% that are safe. They're all super risky if you're making 5%.
There's somebody else who will benefit from higher interest rates, Janet Yellen. The Fed will finally have the option to use rates as a lever, pushing them down to stimulate the economy. Right now, rates can't go any lower because they're already near zero.
The Fed has run out of bullets.
Ted Peters is chairman and CEO of Bluestone Financial Institutions Fund and a former member of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Board.
If rates go back up, it gives them some leverage to do some things down the road 2 or 3 years from now.
Peters thinks the Fed will announce an interest rate increase today. He says rates have been too low too long. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.